Bible, found in the book of Psalms, chapter number 23. I've not preached out of this chapter in years, and the Lord has begun to stir this in my heart. And He gave me some thoughts this morning, and so I'd like to share with them to you today, found in the book of Psalms, chapter number 23. A lot of you have memorized this verse from a child. You know, our children know what channel their favorite TV program comes on, and we ought to be putting some Bible in them, because, you know, your programs will end, and a lot of times they're not the best giving of advice that they could have. But I'm going to tell you, this Bible, you'll never go wrong putting it in your children. In Psalms 23, the psalmist David wrote this. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd." He said, "I shall not want." Isn't that amazing? When the Lord is everything, He said, "My everything's in Him, and I'm not looking for nothing else." And He said, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul." That lets me know that we don't always have revival in our lives, but there is a God that can breathe life back into you this morning and give you the revival fires burning again. "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness." Watch your Bible. "For His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil," and I could preach all morning right here, "my cup runneth over." And then He says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Father, we love You today. We thank You for this good time together today around Your Word. I pray You'd use us. Help us to be a blessing. I thank You for these families that have gathered their families here today. God, I pray that You'd help us now in the Word. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask You, amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing to honor and reverence the Word of God. Now, notice in this psalm, I want to preach this morning on simply the shepherd and his sheep. You know, we are referred to in the Bible as brethren. We're referred to as soldiers. We are referred to as light. But here the psalmist David refers to us as sheep. For we are the sheep of his pasture. I'm glad the Bible teaches us that He is the good shepherd. He is the great shepherd of the sheep. And He is the chief shepherd of the sheep. Now, all sheep need a shepherd. I don't know, there's not many of us that's been around sheep, but the things that I've read and that I've noticed, we don't have a lot to crow about with our intelligence being compared to a sheep, for a sheep is a very, very needy creature. I want to remind you this morning, it's not you that's blessing you. It's not you that has arrived, but it is the chief shepherd that has blessed you as sheep of his pasture. And now notice this, first of all, here's David is giving us this great psalm. I want to say that first of all, David, he expresses a personal relationship. David expresses a personal relationship. If you don't get anything out of this sermon this morning, this is what I want to tell you. Jesus loves you. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He took your place and my place there at bloody Calvary. And He hung for your sin and my sin. Therefore, the Bible says, by grace through faith, we can receive Him, the Bible says, as many as received Him, to them He gave the power to become the sons of God.
I want to say today, I'm glad He is my personal Savior. Oh, we see now the pronouncement of this shepherd. In verse number 1, David said, He's not theirs. He's not those, but He is my shepherd. I know in whom I believe. And I am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that glorious day. There's no doubt in my mind, Brother Carey, there's some of the greatest people in West Georgia and East Alabama in this ministry here this morning. But I'm going to tell you, I'm glad that you're not the keeper of my soul. There's probably not a better church on this continent than Liberty Baptist Church. But this church is not the keeper of my soul. But honey, I come to tell you this morning, there is the great shepherd that has His eyes on all of His sheep this morning. And I'm glad He can be a personal shepherd. Now we see His experiences in a personal relationship. Do you have a personal relationship with Christ? Do you know Him? And does He know you? A lot of people say, well, I believed in Jesus. Has it changed your life? The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become anew. Honey, let me tell you, I've not always done what I ought to since I've accepted Christ, but I've always wanted to do right since I've accepted Christ. He is life-changing, and I sure am glad there is the pronouncement of the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Is He your shepherd this morning? And then not only these experiences that David writes about, he says there's the pronouncement of the shepherd. But then we notice this in John's Gospel chapter number 10. I want to read this and get back to this text. I love this in John chapter number 10. The Bible says this about this pronouncement of the shepherd. He said in John's Gospel chapter number 10 and verse number 6, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things that were which He spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, boy, aren't you glad He says some things again. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth His life for the sheep. I'm glad this morning there's the pronouncement of the shepherd. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to Him except by faith. I'm glad nobody comes to God except by Son this morning. He is the doorway to glory. And I sure am glad that He loves us because He proved it to us on the cross. Oh my, He experiences a personal relationship. There's the pronouncement of the shepherd. But look back in our text in Psalms 23. There's the pathway of the shepherd. Look what He said in verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And watch your Bible. He leadeth me beside the still waters. I can tell you if God's a leading you or not. Is He leading you in the right paths? In the straight path. David said, not only is He my personal shepherd, but He talked about the paths that He leads us. In Psalms 37, watch your Bible right here. It's a great, great verse in the Bible. He said in verse 23 of Psalms 37, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with His hand. David said, I've been young and now I'm old, yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Oh my, the paths of the shepherd. He said, the good steps of a man are ordered by the Lord. You see, David, he experiences a personal relationship. Do you have that personal relationship with the shepherd? Those sheep that the shepherd is over, the sheep know him. They know the sound of his voice. There's nobody like the great shepherd. Do you know him this morning? Do you know the sound of his voice? Do you know the touch of his hand? I sure am glad we can have a personal relationship with the shepherd. I want to say this morning, not many folks are saying this nowadays, but there's still a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And if you're going to heaven, the Bible said you must be born again. Oh, this morning the experience is a personal relationship. I'm glad I have a relationship with Christ. If you're in a relationship, don't you talk to people? Don't you touch people? Aren't you concerned about people? I'm glad I talked to him this morning. Glad I touched him by faith this morning. And so therefore, the pronouncement of the shepherd, the pathway of the shepherd. But look, if you would, in verse 3, there are the provisions of the shepherd in Psalms 23. He restoreth my soul. Let me ask y'all something. How many times has the devil told you not to come to church? Matter of fact, isn't it amazing? The devil will not try to keep you from going to the ball field. The devil won't even try to keep you from going to work. But I tell you what the devil will do. He'll work overtime on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night to keep you out of the house of God. Isn't that strange? Have you ever noticed anything you ever try to do for God, there's a battle? But it lets me know I'm on the right side. Therefore, there are provisions of the shepherd. He restoreth my soul. You know, sometimes we feel weak and lowly and worthless. That's the devil's job. You know, Brother Jamie preached a great message here Sunday night on the devil that deceived them. And I thought about that all week. Matter of fact, it came up twice in my revival meeting this week. Did you notice that the Bible didn't say in the devil that denied them? Or the devil that discouraged them? Or the devil that distanced them? No, the devil that deceived them. The devil loves to deceive people that there's no hope. But let me tell you, through Christ there is hope this morning. This world is so deceived. And so he's the master. But I sure am glad that he restoreth my soul. And he leadeth me, watch, in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Listen, because you're on the straight and narrow this morning, it's not for your name's sake, it's for his name's sake. And we ought to be protecting his name. God's invested a lot in you this morning that know him. God's invested in you and me. We ought to keep his name right. Oh my, he said, no doubt in my heart, the provisions of the shepherd in verse 3, he restoreth my soul and he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Then, watch in verse number 4. Not only the paths of the shepherd and the provisions of the shepherd, but notice the protection of the shepherd in verse 4. Now watch. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. There's the protection of the shepherd. Now, watch this. In verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside the still waters. Verse 3, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. And in verse 4, I don't know if you caught this or not about this great psalm, but he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, if God's leading him through green pastures, David's found out God may be leading him through some dark places. But you always remember, may you're not by yourself today. He said, for thou art with me. I'm glad the Lord will go with us. And then, no doubt, in this psalm, he says, the shadow of death. Aren't you glad that death won't have no hold on the child of God? A shadow don't hurt you. Hey, Brother Lee, I can stand there, and if this sun is on me, watch, I can get a little shatter going on this wall here this morning. Look at that. That ain't hurting, Brother Lee. Look, I'm trying to pop his jaws. That ain't hurting him this morning. That's just a shatter. Boy, it's a great day in my life when I realize that I know that I know that I know that my name is written down yonder in glory land world. David said, in the shadow of death I will fear no evil. When you see me in that box, honey, that's not Ken Bowman. My soul will be with Christ. I'm glad we're going to get a new body one day. I'm glad death is just a shadow for the child of God. You say, preacher, you want to get on this busload today to glory? No! I'm human. I love grandbabies. I love Christ. But I want to tell you today, Brother Jerry taught a great message on that one Wednesday night. It may be that my affections are not there enough, and I realize that. But I'm going to tell you today, I'm walking as close and as tight with Him as I've ever been in all my life. But I sure am glad that He gives me life here to live. And I enjoy living. But honey, one day we're going to lay this body down, and we're going to meet the nail-scarred hands, the one that died for us and that loves us. Thank God! It's just a shadow of death this morning. Oh, my. You say, why are you so excited? I seen folks at the LSU-Alabama ball game last night. I seen one old boy pull his jacket off and go to wave. And I said, honey, I wish somebody would get that excited at church. Oh, Lord, we got something to get excited about this morning. So here at this shepherd psalm, the shepherd and his sheep, number two. He experiences a personal relationship. But secondly, this psalm changes. And we see he exposes a privileged relationship. We got privileges. Don't tell me I ain't got privileges, honey. I know I got privileges through Christ. God's been good to me. Has God been good to anybody? David said his experiences in a personal relationship. But now he exposes a privileged relationship. Look in verse 5, please. Thou preparest a table before me. Now, stop out a minute. This table's been prepared. You see that? It's in order. That table's been prepared. Now, I never noticed this till today, but he said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. He said, I'm going to show your enemies how good that I've been to you. I'm going to prepare a table that everybody else can realize what a good God I am to you. Thou preparest a table before me. Look here, in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Now, three things here, and I'll move on. Not only we see that he experiences a personal relationship, but now he exposes a privileged relationship. That privilege is, number one, care. Look in verse 4. Verse 5, thou prepare. And then, not only the care, but look at the course. Thou preparest the table before me. In other words, God said, I'm going to set things for you on the table that nobody else can do for you. Sound like it's great privileges to me. He talks about the care, then he talks about the course. But this is what really stood up with me, and maybe I'm just getting to this point this morning. But in this thing of where he exposes the privilege relationship, his care, his course, but can you find it there in verse 5? What is it? What is it? Cup. Thou anointest my head with oil and my cup, not runned over. I'm not best boy in Bowden on grammar. It don't say my cup ran over. My cup runneth over. You know, I had a thought this morning in my study, and I want to share this with you today. My cup runneth over. Now, I love coffee. I love strong coffee. I love that coffee. Gets up and pops you in the jaw and says, good morning, preacher. How you doing today? I don't know how y'all drink that little weak Folger stuff in Maxwell House. You can read the newspaper through it. I don't know why you're fooling with that in your cup. I like that good, strong, dark roast coffee.
My wife says, Lord, that stuff smells like turpentine. I don't say how you can drink. But the other morning, Brother Lee, I got up, and this is my habit. I go to my coffee maker, and I put my coffee on, Brother Jake, and I go to my altar. I go to my place, and I pray. And I come back, and a lot of times I'll get my Bible open, enjoy my coffee. I go on the back porch. But the other morning, I went to pray, and I put my coffee on the maker, but something happened. When I went to pray, and I put my coffee on the coffee maker, I did this. And Miss Renee's a fanatic about her counter. I come back in. I said, I hope I can get me a dish rag before she gets in here. She's going to chew me out about this. My cup was upside down. You know, Psalmist David said, my cup runneth over. Now, there's a big difference. I'm not the sharpest pencil in the box. But I'll tell you one thing. Y'all watch that right there when you pour this in this upside down cup. Ain't nothing going in it but spilling. But it sure does make a difference. Made a big difference in my life when I accepted Christ and started to live for Him. Watch it now, just run over. Psalmist David said, my cup runneth over. You ever try to tote a full cup of coffee to the couch? I got me a cup of coffee the other day, Brother Randall, and I got it in the car to go, and I noticed that stuff just spilt out all over the console. That ought to be our life. We're so blessed and we're so filled and we've got our cup upside, I mean in the right place so God can pour in our life. And you come by somebody and you just sort of spill it out on them. Every time you bump into them, you pour a little something out in them. Oh, David said, Lord, my cup runneth over. You know the reason some of y'all are not more blessed than what you could be? Your cup's upside down. You know, there's nothing wrong with God pouring, but He's got to have something to pour it in. Boy, that next morning, Brother Mike, I paid special attention to that cup. Brother David, that it was on its bottom, looking straight up. I got done praying to come in there and I enjoyed that dark roast coffee. Can I tell you this morning as your preacher, may God help us to keep our cup turned up. That God can pour the blessings of life in it. And He said this, He said, it runneth over. Do you remember what you had before you started serving God? A lot of these boys on TV, they'll tell you, well, they'll promise you health and wealth, but they hadn't read all the Bible. Troubles do come to the child of God. Hard times do. I'm going to tell you, me and my wife's been through one of the hardest struggles the last 7 or 8 months of our life. But God has been so faithful. You know, I want to be sure, Brother Lee, that my cup's turned up right. Something could go in it. You know, bad attitudes will keep your cup turned upside down. Oh, what's the use? Bad attitudes and blaming God. Choosing other things except at the house of God to keep my cup not where it ought to be. Consistency in my life. Balance in my life. It'll keep that cup turned over where nothing can go in it. But I'm going to tell you what. We got a saying in Georgia. I declare. God has been so good to me. And let me tell you what. The cup does have a little bit what to do with it. It's got to be turned up right to receive the blessings of God. Lastly, this morning, Miss Sherry, come. I just want her to play softly today. I want to say this. This great shepherd and his sheep, he experiences a personal relationship. Number two, he exposes a privileged relationship. But thirdly, he expresses a priceless relationship. He expresses a priceless relationship. He sure does. Look in verse 6. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Look here. Forever. A lot of them writers think David was talking about the tabernacle in the house of God. Look at what David was talking about. David was talking about an eternity in heaven. That word forever carries great weight this morning. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Did you notice this, that when he said, surely goodness and mercy, those are components of one thing, and that's grace. Only grace brings goodness and mercy. Aren't you glad you didn't get what you deserve? But God gave us mercy through His Son upon the cross to take the sin debt for you and I. The Bible said He became a curse for us. He had never known sin. But your sin and my sin put the Son of God on the cross. And He died for your sin. And I wonder today, is He your personal shepherd? I wonder today, by faith, would you step out an old-fashioned aisle and receive Christ as your Savior? I wonder this morning, not only is there help for today, but there's hope for tomorrow. I'm glad I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Maybe this morning, we don't have service tonight. It's our first time. So open this altar. Would you just want to come up and kneel at His feet this morning and say, Lord, thank You for what You've done for me. Lord,